Hey y'all, I'm Kim, host of Book Marketing Mania, and I'm so thrilled you're tuning in to learn how to build your audience and reach new readers on podcast. So last week, I attended the Podcasting Made Simple Live. It's a quarterly virtual one-day conference hosted by Alex Sanfilippo, who is the founder of Podmatch and host of the Podcasting Made Simple podcast. So this quarterly event is a paid event, and it's well worth the price of admission and more. But the really cool thing is Alex recently made these events free for Podmatch members, which you can join as a podcast host for as little as $6 a month, thanks to the generosity of Alex and his wife, Alicia. I just love both of them so much. Y'all, there were over 900 people in attendance at the event, and many that I talked to weren't even Podmatch members yet, and it reminded me of what a great job Alex and his team does of serving the podcasting community, because he makes this event all about value for host and guest, not about selling his Podmatch product, which, as a marketer, y'all, certainly has me scratching my head. But after meeting Alex and Alicia at the Spark Conference last year, I have the utmost respect again for their desire to just serve, not sell. So the one-day event had 13 sessions on two tracks, one for host and one for guest. And we did get a replay, thank goodness, because the tracks ran side by side. These were very casual conversations, which I love so much, and it was good reminder to us all, like, don't let your background or the way you look or anything like that get in the way of you applying to share the knowledge that you have as a podcast host or guest, or, you know, again, sharing as a host and guest of your own podcast or guesting on other shows and sharing the message from your book. Like, don't get wrapped up in that. Like, sometimes the video's on, but it just doesn't matter what we look like, what our backgrounds look like. We don't have to be in these fancy studios. It's all about us sharing the messages from our hearts. And I love that this event is different from most online conferences and summits, where I often find myself fast forwarding and going, oh, maybe I'll listen to this another day. I don't have time for this, because I truly blocked off my calendar to attend because I knew it was going to be really great. And it was. Now, there were only two sessions that were interviews. The others were basically each presenter doing a educational presentation. And so two of them, though, were interviews, and they were so jam-packed with nuggets, I couldn't take notes fast enough. So I couldn't wait to share some of what I learned with you to encourage you on your journey to building your audience and marketing your books as a podcast guest or host or both. So here goes. First takeaway, consistency leads to results. This was from Alex himself during his opening session called Three Things Only the Best Podcast Host and Guest Know. And he was sharing about really honing in on the basics of hosting and guesting and getting really good at those so you can consistently publish new episodes and consistently be guesting on podcasts. Only then will you be able to measure the return on your investment and see the results you were after. And Alex says consistency means putting all your energy into one lane to go further. And something I think us writers should all think about as we are deciding which social platforms to be on, if at all, and whether or not we should be starting a YouTube channel in addition to our podcast. All these things take additional time, and all these different platforms have different algorithms to learn. So be sure that those are not taking your energy away from your main content and marketing channel. So are you being consistent as you can with the podcast you host? Are you being as consistent as you can with podcast guesting? Would creating content for different social channels or starting a YouTube channel take away time from podcast guesting, whether that's to grow your own show or market your book? Just something to think about, y'all. Consistency leads to results. And speaking of, if you need help understanding what marketing is bringing you the best results, be sure to tune in to episode 73 with Shelley Hitz on auditing your book marketing strategies. Then, second takeaway from the event, use your podcast as a business card. This was from Tom Rossi, co-founder of Buzzsprout, my absolutely favorite podcast hosting platform. And his session was all about getting value from podcasting. And he and Alex are two peas in a pod with their heart for service, not selling. And I love the idea of offering your podcast as a business card, whether that's a podcast you host or a podcast you were a guest on, especially for authors and speakers. As a podcast host, think about who you want to connect with. If you were to meet them at a conference, they might ask for your business card, right? But imagine if you could invite them to be a guest on your podcast, to meet and connect with them, and be able to serve your listeners too at the same time. It would be a win-win, right? So you don't have to be a regular podcast host to do this. Back on episode 27, Thomas Umstead Jr. shared how to create a guest cast to share your podcast interviews. And again, that guest cast could be your business card. And Alex even shared in the interview that he gets asked about his journey a lot, and he points people to one of his episodes where he guested on someone else's show, and they really dug into his business journey story and told it well. So that's so cool that that just keeps giving and giving and giving, instead of Alex, you know, being able to, you know, somebody asks him about how he started Podmatch or how he started his podcast or, you know, how he wrote his books. Instead of him giving this big long answer, he can just say, oh, you know what? Hop over to this podcast. I explained it really well. So I think that's so cool, y'all. The possibilities with podcasting are endless. So use your podcast as a business card. Then the third takeaway is for podcast guesting, and that's remind yourself who you're talking to. And that was from my sweet friend, Billy Jouse, in her session on being a great guest who gets invited back. And if you don't know Billy, she hosts the Family Room podcast, and her newest book, Baseball Family, 9 Core Qualities for Developing Healthy Relationships, releases next week. And so stay tuned as you'll hear Billy on the podcast later this summer. And Billy had lots of great tips on being a great guest, but this one, remind yourself who you're talking to, really stuck out to me the most, because I think a lot of guests, when they're pitching and when they're being interviewed, they tend to share more about themselves and their books than what's in it for that specific listener. So starting at your podcast pitch, be sure to recognize that you know who the audience is and tailor your topic to them. Plus, when you're on the interview, it might be helpful to have a sticky note on your computer about the audience so you can call them out specifically, like if they're moms, if they're families, if it's a specific age group, if it's business owners, etc. Remind yourself who you're talking to when pitching and guesting. And if you want some tips on personalizing your podcast pitch, check out episode 34, and I'll have it linked in the show notes. Then the fourth takeaway, make your ask during an emotional high. And this was from Ben Albert, his session on increase social proof using podcast testimonials. And Ben hosts the Real Business Connections podcast, and he was sharing about different ways to get testimonials and recommendations. And the best time is after a really great interview. Both as guest and host, you could ask if there are other shows they would recommend you to be a guest on. And I know a lot of hosts complain that their guests don't share their interviews. So something to try is while you have them on your recording, and if the recording has gone well, ask them if they would record a quick video for you saying, I was so thrilled to guest on XYZ podcast to share about, you know, XYZ, and I'd love for you to tune in. And that's something you could put in front of your own marketing when the episode airs. And, you know, make it be something super short and sweet and super easy for them to do on the fly. So make your ask during an emotional high. Great advice from Ben. So my fifth takeaway is stop checking, start writing. Y'all, this was so good. This was from Scott Jeffrey Miller on his keynote on becoming a full-time content creator. And Scott hosts several podcasts, including Career on Course, which is also the name of his newest book from HarperCollins. Genius, y'all. I love when podcasters start a podcast with the same name as their book. Anyway, Scott was talking about how we get all wrapped up in our numbers, whether it be checking sales on Amazon or checking download numbers in our podcast hosting platform or social media numbers. We spend too much time on that, where instead we should be spending time creating more content like writing books and recording podcasts. He also says, good things come to people who keep going. Ooh, yes, we all need to hear that, right? Scott's session was so good. I can't wait to check out all of his books. And again, his takeaway was stop checking, start writing. And if as a host or guest, you find yourself struggling with comparing your numbers to other podcasters or other authors, be sure to check out episode 16 with Shannon Popkin, author of Comparison Girl. And I'll link that episode in the show notes. Then the sixth takeaway is imposter syndrome is not a beginner issue. And this was from Tara Holliday, an author and imposter syndrome coach. And I thought it was so good to hear, as we often think the imposter thoughts come when we first start something, right? So we're doubting if we should start a podcast, if we should record that first episode, if we should pitch to be a guest for the first time, or we're recording our first guest interview. It's not a beginner issue, because even after 3 years of hosting and guesting, I still battle imposter syndrome. And it was very opening to hear her share about how this shows up mentally, shows up physically, shows up behaviorally. And the good news is we can change what we think and believe. So instead of, oh, if I have a bad interview, that means I'm a bad person, right? If I have a good one, well, then I'm a good person. But we can think instead that it's okay that we make mistakes. Thank God for that, because this girl has made tons of mistakes in her podcasting journey as a host and guest. And if you're battling imposter syndrome yourself, I hope you'll listen to episode 101, where my guest and sweet friend Amy Debrick shares 4 ways to overcome your podcasting fears. Then the seventh takeaway was you have to get visible to grow your email list. This was from Liz Wilcox, an email marketing strategist, and she shared her framework for growing and nurturing your email list so you're making real connections and truly understanding who your readers are. And she says it starts with your followers, and that doesn't always mean social followers. It's followers of your podcast too, followers of your emails. But none of that will happen if we aren't first getting visible in front of our target readers, so they know us and they can follow us. And y'all know podcasting as a host or guest is the best way to get in front of your target readers. So you have to get visible to grow your email list. And if you want some ideas for sharing your content on Instagram to grow your following in an authentic way, be sure to check out episode 4 with my sweet friend, Instagram coach Ruthie Gray. Or if you're looking for ways to get visible without being on social at all, be sure to check out episode 75 with Sandy Cooper, host of Writing Off Social. Then my eighth takeaway is research with a service first mindset. This was from Jen Rogers, host of the Empowered Stepmom podcast, in her session, 3 Habits of Memorable Podcast Guests. And she was talking about how she researches podcasts to pitch. And when she's listening to their episodes, she'll jot down words they say or topics she sees that they've had episodes on into a spreadsheet, which, oh, y'all, I don't know if you're have an aversion to spreadsheets, but I love spreadsheets. So she can pitch a new perspective to the host, not a repeat topic. And she can use the language that they do in her pitch. And I would say also you could use it when you're on the guest episode. And so I've done this a lot with my pitches, especially when I worked for an agency, and we would pitch a variety of niche podcasts. So we would always make sure, you know, to see how is the host referring to their listeners? How are they referring to certain buzzwords in the industry? And so I love how Jen, you know, has kind of a framework for doing that. And she says, research with a service first mindset as you're looking into shows to pitch. And if you want to dig more into writing your podcast pitch and how to find podcasts to pitch, be sure to check out episode 34. Oh, y'all, can you tell this online conference was incredible? I highly recommend you follow Alex and Podmatch to stay in the know of upcoming events. And be sure to check out Podmatch when you have time. If you're looking to be a guest on other shows where you can connect with new audiences, or if you're a host yourself and you're looking for new guests, it really is a priceless service and community. And speaking of community, I wanted to give a shout out to one of my listeners, Brittany, who left a review saying, "Great tactical tips and tools. I enjoyed listening to Kim's episode about how to get target readers excited about your podcast launch, and it gave me some ideas on how to get the word out and grow. I'm looking forward to the next episode." Thanks, Brittany, for tuning in. And if Book Marketing Mania is bringing you value as a writer or author, I hope you'll leave a quick review of the show to let others know it's worth their time to tune in and learn too. Thanks for tuning in today, y'all. And as always, I'll be there for you next time to help you build your audience and reach new readers one podcast at a time. See you then.